from KQED.
Another measure pending in Sacramento attempts to address an open secret in the state's agricultural fields and packing houses. Many women suffer sexual harassment or even assault, and those who attempt to speak up about it fear getting fired. SB 1087 aims to do something about that, as the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The bill focuses on farm labor contractors who hire workers for jobs like picking strawberries or packing lettuce for different growers. It would give the state labor commissioner the power to revoke farm labor contractors' licenses if they hire crew supervisors who've sexually harassed workers.
Most good employers do want to play by the rules because they know that if they break the rules, it's going to cost them money.
That's the bill's sponsor, State Senator Bill Monning. He's a Democrat from a largely agricultural district on the Central Coast.
So I think we can create a greater framework of integrity in the fields, translating into greater protection, particularly for female workers.
Monning says he was moved to introduce the bill because of in-depth reporting on the issue of farmworker sexual harassment and assault by the Center for Investigative Reporting, the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley, and our program, the California Report. Maricruz Ladino is one of the farmworkers we interviewed. She was assaulted by her supervisor after he harassed her for months.
No les da nada de entrenamiento. Sí les han estado dando entrenamiento, pero no entrenamiento de acoso sexual.
She says even though farm supervisors are supposed to be trained about preventing sexual harassment, they're often just asked to sign a paper claiming they've been trained.
Pero en realidad nunca les hablaron del acoso sexual.
Monning's bill would require more training on how to prevent sexual harassment, not only for farm supervisors, but for all farm employees. Many of the state's farm groups, which usually oppose more state regulation, say they won't block this bill. Barry Bedwell is president of the California Grape and Tree Fruit League.
This is an issue. This is unacceptable. I think maybe things that were taken for granted in the past as, oh, that's just the way things are. No, that's not the way they should be.
But other farm groups say while they, too, are concerned about sexual abuse in the fields, they believe some of the bill's provisions are unreasonable. Brian Little directs labor affairs for the California Farm Bureau. He says farm employers can't do the kind of background checks this bill would require.
We don't know of a database that you can go and consult to find out if someone had committed sexual harassment in the past. There's really no practical way that we know of for the farm labor contractor to learn that information.
Senator Monning says he plans to address that concern through an amendment to the bill that could help protect employers. Prospective hires would have to fill out a written disclosure form indicating whether they have any past sexual assault convictions or sexual harassment judgments against them. The bill will come up for a full Senate vote next week. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
You'll find more on the stories that move Senator Monning to back this bill. Look for the link to Rape in the Fields online at californiareport.org.